The Feast of the Holy Family gives us an opportunity to reflect in our own life our family experience. That will be quite colourful for some, and it could be quite dark for others. It is not that helpful, unfortunately, to look at the images that artists have given us over the years of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary and Joseph. I say that because we actually don't know a lot about, we know very little about Joseph, we know very little about Mary herself, and we know a significant about what Jesus said and did, but there is a great gap in his life from when we're told from 12 years of age until the gospel writers start to give us accounts of his ministry at about the age of 30. So from 12 to 30, there's quite an historical gap in our records, as it were. And when we look at the images that artists give us of the Holy Family, they are not that easy for us to connect with, in my view. I look down there at our little chubby Jesus, who's got the pinkest skin, and I look at Mary and Joseph. They always tend to make a rather old man, but there's no evidence for that. What we probably know from people of the time and archaeology even and some research would be that both Mary and Joseph were relatively young. Mary was probably only about 14 years of age. That would be the norm at that time to have your marriage arranged. So they were both young, that would be standard. She was pregnant. Outside of the technicalities of marriage at that particular point, we know that they were poor. We know that they were faithful people, faithful Jews. They would have had olive skin. That would be olive skin. And we know that they were living under the Roman rule of the time in that part of the land. And we know also that they went as refugees to Egypt for 7 years and then returned to their homeland. They are the things that we basically know. But when we get all of these images painted up for us, they tend to remove the reality of who the Holy Family are, and it's the reality of who the Holy Family are and how they had to live at that time that we, many of us anyway, can really start to identify with. We could identify if you were a young, say a teenager who was pregnant, you would be able to identify with Mary and the awkwardness there for a young Joseph. If you were poor, you would be able to identify with this Holy Family. They were hardworking, they were religious, they became refugees, and as I said, they're people of colour, as we use that language nowadays. And in one sense, all of those things that I've just mentioned, that is the reality of who the Holy Family are, we can identify with some of those things, but rarely with all of those things. If any of the minority elements that make up who the Holy Family are, young, socially, in a socially awkward situation, pregnancy as a teenager, for example, or a pregnancy outside of marriage can be awkward, more acceptable these days. If we're a refugee, we could start to identify. If we're a person of colour and we're treated differently because of our origin of birth, our language perhaps, if we are, sometimes it's the professions that we're in that make us a minority and we're treated differently, we could really start to identify with the Holy Family because I can plug myself into some of the experiences that they would have gone through. I think that the more images that are painted up and placed up before us that put so many halos around the Holy Family, I think that that actually makes it more and more difficult for us to connect with them. Because when we look at the examples from Scripture that we've got of the Holy Family, they actually identify many of the things that a lot of us struggle with, particularly as parents, in our life. You as parents and grandparents will have had perhaps children or grandchildren or certainly somebody that you know fall into one of those minority categories that make life very challenging at that time. It might be your daughter or granddaughter did fall pregnant unexpectedly. It might be that your son brings home a girl and she's an Aboriginal woman, and that it's the first time in your family that there's a person of colour being introduced into your family. That starts to challenge people. It might be that your daughter brings home a man who has escaped the torment of war in a foreign country, and they've met perhaps at work or at university, and then now you are challenged with all of that as a family because your understanding and experience of what family is now being shifted because of the reality of what the world is made up of. And that's very difficult for a lot of people to manage in their life, because most of us are very uncomfortable with being challenged with something or someone who is so different than ourselves. And when we talk about Holy Family, we start to look at what's the difference, what makes the difference in our life between a house and a home. And that might be worth reflecting on at this time. What is the difference between the place where we live and how we live as a family? And as a parent or grandparent who has struggled with the decisions that your children have made, Jesus, we're told in the gospel, was missing for 3 days. And he wasn't being mischievous, he was curious. And there's a big difference. But the parents of Jesus were worried because they had temporarily thought that they had lost their son. But they went searching for him, and even then, when they found him, they did not understand what he was doing. We have no sense that he was being berated by his parents. Mary has a tone there, I would say, about why have you done this to us? I think that's a very normal question. What's not normal is Jesus leaving without letting his parents know. But if you've ever had a child that has disappeared for some time and you're not aware of their disappearance, then all sorts of anxiety starts to rise in your mind and your heart, I'm sure. They didn't understand who Jesus was at that particular point or how he was going to live out this mysterious mission that was given him and them by God. But they were faithful to it, which just says that even though we don't always understand, I can still plug along with my kids. They may do things for me or with me or around me that I don't actually agree with, but they are my kids. They are who they are because of you as an individual, because of what happens, what is said, and what is done in the home. Not the house, but in the home. They are a product of their environment from the time that they draw their first breath. They have your DNA in them. There is a little bit of you in that mischievous child, that curious child. Sometimes perhaps even in that naughty child. So on this feast of the Holy Family then Lord, we pray that you would give all of our families the serenity to accept the things that we can't change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference.